Penny Henare is with us, and we'll be talking with Penny every week in the lead up to the by-election. We'd like to up the numbers. It's proving to be difficult because of the comms that are coming out, and we get feedback that still a lot of our own people here in Tamaki Makaurau are unaware of the by-election. We have to question the advertising campaigns, how they are contacting or not our people to highlight the importance of their democratic rights. As such, we'll be talking with Penny today, Ordini tomorrow. Even Hannah is welcome to provide perspectives to us. But each week, perhaps even more than once, we'll be talking with our candidates because it's important we do so. Penny Henare with us today. Te rangatira. Tēnā koe, Penny.
Kia ora, tēo. Kia ora, tātou.
Kia ora. You just heard the back end of John, very critical about numerous processes that we are witnessing politically here in New Zealand, but I'll lock down and be more specific to the Tamaki Makaurau electorate and the by-election ahead. There's a lot of kōrero from the streets, Eho, that many of our young people in particular are actually unaware of the importance of the by-election, when it's being held, how it's being held, and their rights within. What would you say of the spend by the Electoral Commission on the comms needed to spread the message of the importance of this by-election more widely? Kōrero mai.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. There is huge concern, and it shows it's a symptom of a number of things. First of all, you know, if the Electoral Commission can go all out on the big general election, you know, there's resource there to be able to advertise and inform our people with respect to a by-election. The second part, though, Dale, and I think this is the crucial one, it is a case of we can do this, but we've got to do it all together. And what I mean by that is, as we're out there, it's not going to take one silver bullet to solve this. It's actually just a whole series of different things. So, for example, there's lots of good stuff out on social media that I know our young people are watching. But ultimately, we've got to knock on doors, we've got to see and have discussions with young people at the places that they're at. And for example, today I'm heading to James Cook High School to speak to senior Māori students there about, more broadly, the powers of voting and why it's important to vote. And so it's got to take every one of us to inform our whānau that there is a by-election happening. One of the other challenges that you'll know well too, Dale, is it's coming up to local body government as well. So there's lots of paraphernalia, there's lots of stuff out there in the public domain, and you know, people are just could possibly say that they're just slightly overwhelmed by so much information about so many different people, and they're just not sure where it sits with respect to the by-election. So we've got a job to do over the next 4 weeks to have those conversations, to be very clear that there is a by-election. Early voting opens on the 25th, and of course the 6th of September is the final day to vote for the seat of Tāmaki Makaurau. So that's our job over the next few weeks, Dale, connecting with those whānau, making sure they've got the right information.
Tēnā koe, let's just talk about the clouded space here then, or the crowded space, I should say. And I think you're quite right here, with the local body elections, stand, postal voting, how does it marry up, even the dates here regarding the by-election as against the local body elections?
Yeah, that's right. So the by-election actually doesn't start proper till about the 11th of September, which is a week after the by-election. But of course, in the build-up to that period, people are out campaigning. So, for example, I've been to a big kaupapa with the Labour candidates from across different parts of Tāmaki Makaurau. So they're all ramping up their campaigns with a view towards the local body elections, which start just after the by-election in September, about September 11, and go for about a month. So what we're trying to do with our local candidates for the local government is to say, look, support us with the by-election in the first instance, and we'll come in behind you really hard after the by-election to try and eliminate some of that confusion that people are having. But nonetheless, like you say, it is a crowded space. And, you know, for a lot of our whānau out there, when you're focused on other things, you prioritise in your life, the last thing you want to do is just be bombarded by political stuff.
Which happens certainly around local body election time. Well, this precedes that. And so it's important that we do focus in on the issues. I'm curious to know whether you've gone through the data of previous by-election responses and what age demographic tends to vote more. And bearing in mind our youthful population, Māori, particularly in urban centres, I wonder how that might reflect in the numbers we can anticipate or the trends we might anticipate going into the by-election, Penny.
Yeah, that was a big concern, and part of our strategising when we took up the challenge of the by-election is we know that by-election turnout is low. We just know that. That history has shown that to us. It averages anywhere between 25 to 40%. We suspect, though, that in the Māori by-election, for the Māori seat, that the numbers will probably sit anywhere between 20 and 30%, which is extremely low. We also know, too, that the numbers that are represented in that 20 to 30% that actually do vote in the by-election, they are generally lifelong voters or those of an older demographic that actually get out and will vote anyway. They're quite, you know, they're used to voting. They know what they believe in, or they've always voted a certain way for most of their lives. So this is the challenge of getting our young whānau to be engaged, to get out there and vote for the by-election. And hopefully, you know, with the kind of resurgence of young voices in Māori spaces over the past couple of years, this might hopefully lend itself to turning out more of our young people to vote in the by-election.
Tēnā koe, Penny. Are you sensing that those on the ground are more interested in the localised issues? We're talking here about the cost of living, unemployment, access to healthcare, whether this is the major priority or whether issues of misuse of the language, i.e. legislation to effectively ban the use of Aotearoa as a reference. John just touched on solar issues regarding sort of space issues. And then, of course, we've got also things like maybe the CIA setting up an office in Wellington. Some of them with strong international perspectives, which voters want Labor to be mindful of and address, but others from a Māori perspective and more localised to Tamaki Makaurau might be down to those situations that affect their households. What are you reading into attitudes on the street, Penny?
Yeah, the voting public are smart. they are clear on what their priorities are in our discussions, and it is about those localised issues. They are things like the cost of living, housing, health, and crime. Those take up the bulk of our conversations with whānau out and about, whether it's at the markets or we're door knocking. You know, every now and then you'll come across somebody talking about either Gaza or what this government's doing. But what's clear is everybody in those conversations, when we start digging a little bit deeper, point the finger squarely at the government about their decisions and how it's impacting their lives. So it is true what they say, Dale. All politics is local. Whether we talk about the big national stuff, for most people, it sits locally to them and how it affects their household. And that's certainly what's coming through from the whānau.
In a by-election, you're forced to be quite combative, and understandably, both you and Orini are vying for this important seat, and it is important in the Māori world. It might not be so when you line up 120 electorates, but Tamaki Makaurau, the biggest Māori population in the world, I think, certainly the biggest Polynesian population here in Tamaki Makaurau, it's an important jewel in the crown politically, you'd have to think. You're forced to be combative with your opponents, but many on the street are hoping to see eventually some sort of collaboration between Te Pāti Māori and the Labour Party. Do you harbour some hope that that may one day eventuate, or is that something for a later date that you've got to shelve and at the moment the fight's on?
Look, to be straight up, we've always been quite clear with our campaigns, and it has been since I started in 2014, is to keep our campaign positive. the combative style with those that are also vying for the seat of Tāmaki Makaurau is a big turnoff for our people. So we've always said that we run a clean campaign, that we'll always continue to be positive, whatever it is we're doing. And I also, you know, every now and then you've even got to remind the troops that, hey, you know, you've got to kia tau te rangi mārie, you know, let's focus on the positive things instead of getting down in the trenches and in the gutter. So we've always run a positive campaign, and what we're hoping is that it will inspire our people to come out and vote, or at least, at the very least, be more engaged in the important politics that impact on their lives. When it comes to the relationship with Te Pāti Māori, and we've got to look towards 2026, and everybody's made it clear that the left bloc has to come together, and of course there will be opportunities for us to do that. But of course, the by-election, it is really simply just a three-horse race, and it is the first to the finish line. So we're going to go hard for the vote to continue to support our kaupapa. But to the whānau out there, I say, you know, we still talk with Rāwiri and Debbie and others from Te Pāti Māori about the kind of strategizing that's going to need to take place over the coming 12 to 16 months as we look towards the big general election next year.
Thanks. And finally, your moves. I noticed, obviously, your markets, your door knocking. I guess you'd be choosing which rohe you're door knocking in, because this is a Māori by-election as well. And what indeed are the issues? We talk regularly about cost of living, about health, accessibility, about homelessness. Are these the issues that the people will ultimately make the decision on? Talk with us about how you're talking these matters up when you do meet our kānohi or in the fora that you're involved in the campaign.
Yeah, look, they're certainly the ones that are on the minds of everybody that we're talking to, whether it's at the markets where people are looking to get a bargain on some cheap produce or some cheap stuff to help them, or whether it's knocking on the door where you get those kind of real localized deep issues where some people, you know, they talk about either poor water connection in some of the new developments in places around Tāmaki Makaurau. Others will talk about, you know, the need for more youth activities in their little community. So all of those particular topics are relevant to everybody, and that's why it's important to have a good finger on the pulse across Tāmaki Makaurau. And that's difficult because, as you say, it is a big seat, it's an important seat, and you know, if you go and door knock any street in Tāmaki Makaurau, we don't live in really big groupings like we once did. So you could walk a whole street and actually only knock on three or four doors, because that's, as far as we know, is where our Māori whānau live. So it's really quite a challenge to get out there to make sure that we're engaged in those issues. But we pick where we can go. And, of course, over the weekends, you mentioned the markets, the door knocking, getting behind a few kaupapa. This week we're engaging with a number of the schools. I said I'm catching up with James Cook High School. There's another kaupapa at one of our local marae at Te Mahurehure that we'll be getting to. And this evening out of Manurewa, we've got a community meeting with my colleague Arena Williams. And if there's one final thing I can say on that, Dale, is it's been a huge support to have the likes of other Māori and our Polynesian colleagues from the Labour Party supporting, because it's such a big rohe, and their insight, because they're local, is really helpful in the way that we campaign, but also the way that we engage with our whānau. So Arena Williams and all the rest of them, the Carmel Sepuloni, we're out west, out in Avondale with her on Saturday. Those are great opportunities to be around great local people to engage in local issues.
Tēnā koe. Look forward to conversations through the week and early next week as well. Penny Henare, as you're aware, Labour Party candidate for the Tāmaki Makaurau by-election coming your way. And always a pleasure to have you table some thoughts on our platform. Mauri ora, kia koe, te rangatira, Penny. Thanks so much.
Kia ora, I'll have a good week.
Kia ora. Tēnā koe.